This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Your life will be love-driven or directed when the Holy Spirit is in control and producing His fruit in and through you. This is seen in Galatians 5:22-23. And this is what it will look like in the trenches of daily life as described in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. In times of stress, love will choose to be patient. In times of vulnerability, love will choose to be kind. In times of competition, love will choose not to envy. In times of victory, love will choose not to boast. In times of success, love will choose not to be proud. In times of embarrassment, love will choose not to be rude. In times of advantage, love will choose not to be self-seeking. In times of disadvantage, love will choose not to be easily angered. In times of repeated inconsiderateness, love will choose not to keep a record of wrongs. In times when evil surfaces, love will choose not to delight in it. In times when truth prevails, love will choose to rejoice in it. In times of danger, love will choose to protect. In times of question, love will choose to trust. In times of disappointment, love will choose to hope. In times of despair, love will choose to persevere. Love never fails because it will always choose the welfare, well-being, and worth of the one loved. That is no doubt why Paul declared that love is the most excellent way. If ever there was a time this kind of mature quality love was needed, it is today. This is the modus operandi of a love-driven or directed life. It can only be experienced by one who is controlled by the Holy Spirit and who depends on and cooperates with Him in every situation.